Welcome back. I trust the Lord is blessing you greatly with the revelation he's giving us as we continue with the twins of every revival. So you've given several examples. Do you have more on how to identify them?
How to identify them? Do I really have much more other than the warning? Matthew chapter 7 again. There's something that in verse 14, but let's start it from verse 13. Christ himself was saying something there.
Okay. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Mm-hmm. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Mm-hmm. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it.
So I want you to note something. Let's go back again to verse 13. Let's go back again to 13, read it.
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Uh-huh.
Because for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
You see, and many there be which go in thereat. So, now, how do you identify them? Well, every ministry you see crowd going, find out something. Ask yourself, what is the attraction there?
Mm. Wonderful.
What is the attraction there? The attraction is what will let you know. You know, that, you know, which group they belong. Mm. Let's look at second, Let's look at 2 Timothy again, chapter 2.
Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2.
Now, there's a scripture there that I want to look at. Chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now see the admonishment that he was given Apostle Paul.
Okay.
From verse 3.
2 Timothy 4, verse 3.
In fact, read it from verse 1, because verse 1, he was given his charge there.
Okay, I charge thee therefore before God mm-hmm. and the Lord Jesus Christ, uh-huh. who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season.
Uh-huh.
Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine.
Uh-huh.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Now, the followership, they will not endure sound doctrine.
But after their own lusts, uh-huh. shall they heap to themselves teachers,
uh-huh.
having itching ears.
Uh-huh.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables.
You see now, they will not endure sound doctrine. Mm. Wherever there is sound doctrine, you don't see people rushing there.
Mm.
So that is why I say, find out from them, what is the attraction there? What is the attraction on the mountain? William Branham preached a message entitled, What is the Attraction on the Mountain?
That's right.
We want to find out why is a crowd going to that place.
Hmm.
This is the way Peter put it.
2 Peter 2.
Yes,
okay.
From verse 1 to 3.
But there were false prophets also among the people.
Yes.
Even as there shall be false teachers among you.
Yes.
Who privily shall bring in damnable errors.
Can you see? Now, see the way they do it. Yes.
Even denying the Lord that bought them
uh-huh.
and bring upon themselves swift destruction.
Yes.
And many shall follow their pernicious ways.
Many That's shall right. follow their pernicious ways.
By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken
yes.
of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words.
Can you see the do what?
Make merchandise of you.
Uh-huh.
Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not.
All the motivational speakers.
Hmm.
That's what you see now that have invaded the gospel.
Hmm.
Motivational speakers. Feigned words.
Yes, sir.
You know. And you notice something. That by their way, how did he put it? The evil is spoken of. The way of truth is
by reason
evil,
of
evil
whom
spoken
the way of.
Of
truth shall be evil spoken of.
Yes, because of what do you see that Christianity now, which is the way of truth? Can you see how people are messing it up? People don't have respect again for the Christian faith.
True, sir.
A sister was telling me yesterday that she watched a channel of one of the ministers that she used to know. YouTube program that he was holding. And he said that they, in that one service, they collected more than 10 offerings. He said the prophet invited to come, the pastor invited, the pastor too is another prophet that came. You know, that prophet will come and say he was ordained from his mother's womb to do this job he is doing. And you want to have the prophet's blessing. He said, somebody, come and place in my hand 10,000 naira.
Wonderful.
Come and do this, come and do that. You know, and the sister was telling me that what pained her was that the host pastor, prophet, will say, clap your hand for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Clap your hand for the Holy Ghost. Clap your hand for the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so it's the Holy Ghost that is doing that, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that is what the church has been reduced to.
Oh.
You know that I was coming from outside the country a few days ago. And they were interviewing me, NDLEA. They were interviewing me. I believe they suspected I'm a pastor. That's why they stopped me.
Mm-hmm.
And I refused to introduce myself as a pastor. So I was just joking with them. So who are you? I said, I'm a Nigerian. So I said, what do you do? I said, I go to and fro. I said, doing what? I said, what are we doing in Nigeria? I said, anywhere, I go up and down. He was still looking. Then he said, are you a senator? I said, if he's a senator, will you be able to stop him here? He said, common people like us, you stop. Mm. He kept asking, I would twist him. So who are you? I said, are you here to inspect who I am or what I'm carrying?
Mm.
I said, I'm a Nigerian. I see my passport. You want to search me, because that's what you're interested in. I'm not interested in who I am or what I'm carrying. I could not say so, because if I say I am pastor, they will take me one side and waste my time. The way of truth is evil spoken of. You see? And it's very, very painful, you know, to see how they have messed up the Christian faith. That is how you identify them. All they do is make merchandise of the people. When you see them fighting, it is when you see somebody leave the church, they are fighting, they are afraid that their offerings have competition between church and church. Offerings will be affected. And because they want money, they tell the people what they want. There are churches, one of the churches near us here. You know, I peeped through the window one time and I saw the whole street closed up with the people. I said, what is this? They were carrying bundles of water. Come anyhow, thousands of them. What are they coming for? It's not to hear the word of God. They were gathering there. And so, dress anyhow you like. It's anyhow. Anyhow. When you ask, you will say, it's a ministry. That's how you know them. There is nothing like ministry. There is nothing like, nothing permits anybody to say his ministry is to gather people every Tuesday. And every Wednesday, every Thursday, once in a week, and then come from any church, it's interdenominational. Then you see vision, then you do healing, then you collect offering. And you know, that is identification. You know, you want to know them.
I'm with you, sir.
They're gathered and then they say they're ministers. Hungry people looking for food to eat.
Mm.
What is ministry? How can you be a minister without a doctrine? Whether you are Catholic or whether you are this or whether you are Methodist or Celeo, all of you come. This is interdenominational. God has sent me to bless the body of Christ. So that's the body of Christ, Abby. That is how you identify them. And always remember that it is not easy to identify them.
Amen.
And that is why the Holy Ghost, you need the Holy Ghost to lead you to all truth. In Matthew 24, he said that this spirit will be so close. If it's possible to deceive the very elect.
Yes, sir.
Take note of what Christ said in that same Matthew 24. Verse 3, those three questions they asked Jesus.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives,
yes,
the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be?
Mm-hmm.
And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
What shall be the sign of the end of the world? What's the first answer he gave them?
Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
Deception. That is the work of the Antichrist. Deception. What would they say?
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ.
I am anointed and shall do what?
Deceive many.
Deceive many. Go to verse 23. 27.
Okay.
I hope that's the verse.
24.
From verse 24, yes.
For there shall arise false Christ.
There shall arise false anointed ones.
And false prophets.
False teacher. These prophets here are not those who see vision. No.
Yes, sir.
He's talking about those who
preachers.
Teach.
Yes,
preachers
sir.
Here.
And shall show great signs and wonders. In so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
But do you know why he said if it were possible? No. Because there's something about God's elect.
Hallelujah.
That thing that was in Abel.
Mm.
In Abraham.
Representation of the truth.
There is a representation there.
Glory.
There is something about the Holy Ghost in you.
Amen.
That just cannot flow where there is error.
Amen.
Where you are misinterpreting the word of God.
Mm.
Read on.
Behold, I have told you before.
You see, I've told you.
Wherefore, if they shall say unto you,
what?
Behold, he is in the desert.
Okay, now.
Go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber.
Okay.
Believe it not.
Of this is for all those who advertise their churches. Christ is not in any church. Christ is in his word.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And concerning his program, from the time he will leave until he comes, this is how it will happen.
For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together.
Again, read on.
For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together.
Wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. That takes us to weeding.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. You spoke about the weeding.
Yes.
How do we understand? I know it's a topic on its own.
Okay.
But if you can just give a picture to whet our appetites, depending when we'll bring you back the next time.
It's not a big topic.
Okay.
It's what we've been talking all along. You know, what is weeding? Weeding is the removal of the tares from the wheat. to allow the wheat to grow healthily.
Mm.
To grow, and this is the job of the perfecting ministry.
Mm.
The perfecting ministry is the weeding ministry.
Hey, I hear you, sir.
So now you read it now.
Mm.
From Ephesians 4, verse 11.
Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 11.
Yes.
And he gave some apostles and
yes.
some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the defining of the body of Christ.
Can you see? For the perfecting of the saints.
Hmm.
What are you going to use to perfect the saints?
The word.
It's the word.
For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Go on.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Can you see now? Until we all come to the unity of the faith.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
So you see where the weeding is.
Unto a perfect man.
Yes.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Go on.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro.
Can you see?
And carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Can you see?
By the slayer of men and the cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait
to
deceive.
To deceive.
Hmm.
The work of the ministry of perfection. It's a serious work.
Mm.
It's a serious work. You know, you are sitting down there in your ministry, in your church. Some people are reading some other thing from somewhere. Somebody, a minister in the Bride Assembly some time ago, came with a book written by one popular preacher. I don't need to call his name now. About grace. And I listened to the teaching of that man, Grace. You know, And I just knew that. Now, this particular minister has a weakness.
Hmm.
And if you read that book, you will continue your weakness because it justifies it.
Hmm.
Now, it is my problem now to weed that thing out of his brain.
Amen.
And also, the Bible says the little leaven leavened the whole lump.
Yeah.
You know, so that you must make sure that the church grows healthily.
Start the old leaven.
You know.
Yes, sir.
You know, remove the old leaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
That you may become
purge out.
Purge it out. Yes.
Yeah. That's 1 Corinthians now, chapter 5 verse 7.
Now that is the part of the pastoral ministry.
Mm.
That is what the fivefold ministry is all about.
Amen.
You see, and then Apostle Christ told Peter, "Do you love me?" What did he say he should do?
Feed my sheep.
And then he asked again, "Do you love me?"
Feed my lamb.
Feed my lamb. Mm. So if you don't feed them, they will not have strength to face this Antichrist spirit. You know, so that is it. And God himself also, he does also the weeding. Mm. The weeding is essentially to remove
the tares or the weeds.
The weeds.
Yes,
the tares from clean the farm. But once rain fall, they will still come. So the weeding continues. Mm. That is why in the journey, the physical church from Egypt to the promised land.
Yes, sir.
The Bible emphatically said they were mixed multitude.
Hmm.
So, and that is why it took 40 years before they showed that there'll be weeding. And that is why too Christ has not come.
Weeding.
There is weeding going on.
Glory.
Weeding.
Amen.
How does he do it? Using revelation.
Hmm.
You know. Remember that he said there must be heresies. 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
That's right.
That them who are approved
may be made manifest.
Remember in Deuteronomy 13, where he says the reason why he will allow a false prophet, this revelation to come to pass, to test to see whether you will follow the word or he'll begin to take you away from. So all these are weeding processes.
Mm.
You know, there will be false prophets among you. It is so that those who are approved will be made manifest. You know, so that they are, that is the weed being separated. Oh, Luther, Protestant. There were many reasons. Some were not leaving the Catholic because they were just looking for freedom.
Yeah,
it was all political, so that they were tired of paying, and they saw something.
That's right.
But God knows who are his own.
Amen.
And so this is how he will weed.
Mm.
He will move the word away from there and see how many will follow.
Glory. I hear you, sir.
As the light shineth from the east even to the west.
Amen.
So he moved from what is the first thing that comes out? Blade.
The blade to the ear?
And the ear. So they remained there.
Mm.
That is the weeding.
Amen.
But each time it moves, rain will fall again.
Amen.
And so the seed will still grow there.
More wheat.
More wheat will come out. So you have to continue. Continue. But each time you move, they are not able to move.
That's right.
They will remain there. Brah, brah, say, we have called that revelation. But the last, all these things are revealed. They can't move any further. It is weeding. It is a mixed multitude that follow the ministry of William Brown.
That's right.
Not many of them follow revelation. There was something else they were following. And time will prove them.
Amen.
How can you say no more revelation? How can you deify a man? How can you put full stop to the word of God?
That's right.
Full stop for salvation of God, where we go up.
Amen.
There are still things to be done.
Hallelujah.
Things to be heard.
Amen.
That are in this Bible. Things to be seen. I said things to be seen. Things to be heard. And things to be done. Before the rapture.
Amen.
And you are saying William Branham has finished it. And then they are looking for making academic. If you see all of the, when you see the blind, leading the blind. Oh, oh, oh.
So fall into the
and
ditch.
Then sometimes you see them faking revival.
Hey.
Yeah, it's true. You know, because I have attended one. I said the Lord, the bride is gathering. The bride will soon be going. I went to preach in one of such churches some years back. They won't allow me to talk. Hey, sir, oh, hey, 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 child, hey, hey, hey. They ran from the back to come. I thought they were coming to attack me before. I was wondering what. Cha, cha, what, cha, cha, what, cha, cha. So I was wondering, what did I say that provoked that? Then I said, you may be seated. Then they are going to sit down. I talk another one. Hey, cha, what, cha, cha, cha. I said, what is this? What is this? You know, is that a revival? So that is a part of the problem that is in the Church of Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you very, very much.
Always remember, in 1 John chapter 2, always remember.
1 John chapter 2, yes,
verse
sir.
Verse 18, 19, 20. Always remember.
Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time.
Okay, now.
They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Amen.
Take note of that.
Amen.
So when the Bible says we should watch and pray, one of the things we watch is the spirit of error.
Amen.
The Bible says that we should not remove the ancient landmarks.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And we are supposed to serve God according to the due order.
Amen.
And we are to watch and watch the sun, watch the light as it is moving.
Amen.
It is from faith to faith.
Amen.
Faith to faith.
Amen.
Don't let anybody deceive you by any means. Don't let anybody deceive you by any means. And the foundation of God standeth sure.
Amen.
The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let them that name the name of the Lord
depart from iniquity. What?
From iniquity.
Hallelujah.
And iniquity is, refusing to follow the truth.
Mm.
Nothing more.
Wow. You. Thank you very, very much, sir. We give God glory. Thank you for this revelation. Thank you for yielding yourself, Pastor Moses, to be used by the Lord to bless the bride. And a big thank you to all sponsors of Bride TV. We've heard it, the wedding time, wedding before separation.
Sure.
And we should watch out for the spirit of error, that we are not caught by the spirit of error. May the Lord continue to lead us the right way as we continue to fellowship with the Bride TV. God bless you. Keep watching Bride TV. Shalom.